Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Bringing you up. Hey, if you're driving around out there, if you're not over here down the rocks right now, or maybe you're coming over down the rocks in Madison Heights, if you have any trouble whatsoever with your vehicle, don't worry. I know it's crazy out there still. It's getting warmer, and the potholes and the craters, and it's still terrible. But even if you just need routine maintenance, you need to take your car, truck, or van to the great pros at Expert Car Care. Right there, Rob, right there, Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, often the same day.
That was a great shot of me, by the way. By the way, Sarah, just me doing that number. That looked awesome. Yes, that's right, Rob. And Expert Car Care, they service everything. Front to back, top to bottom, A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention, bye, guys. You're my favorite, you know, Nikki. Be sure to mention these two good-looking chaps right here on ParkerTheMan.com.
That's
hi.
Right. If you mention Parker the Man, Mark, you will see not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's $100 in savings, over $100, passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man with work done. Expert Car Care, location 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and an 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Mike and his great people, Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it
right.
Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, Odell Beckham Jr. from LSU has gone to the New York Giants. They picked a wide receiver because they need a wide receiver.
Well, what a novel idea, picking up something that you really need. How's that?
Coughlin needs a wide receiver for Eli Manning. That's what they do need.
The other thing, too, Mark, as it just keeps going on and on and on, really, like Johnny Manziel told everybody they regret passing him up, nobody's even sniffing this guy.
Well, Rams are on the clock right now. Anyhow, we'll continue with that. Let's do a sports wrap, get you caught up on the other stuff.
All right, it is time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, make sure you go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Meyer.
And Andrea's here. We're giving away tickets next. Tiger tickets, so get ready for that. There's Andrea right there. She's the one in the black shirt and the shorts. No, that's Ray. I'm sorry. I got them mixed up. They're very hard, easy to confuse, as you can tell, Rob. Tigers lose today this afternoon, 6-2. To the Astros. Springer, not Jerry, but George. Corcoran and Dominguez hit homers for Houston. V-Mart hit his seventh for the Tigers, but it was Dallas Keuchel, the college teammate of Drew Smyly, that really made a difference today. He pitched very well. It's the only way Houston's going to win games, to get one good pitching performance. So 6-2 is the final. As the Rams right now are making their selection, I'll just tell you who it is as soon as it comes up and as soon as it's mentioned. And we heard Barry Sanders earlier. Aaron Donald is off the clock now. He's off the board. Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh, another guy the Lions had thought about taking. The defensive tackle didn't do that. Aaron Donald has now gone to St. Louis. That's a great pick for Jeff Fisher. So 6-2, Tigers lose. They got the Twins coming in. Three-game series. Tigers are 20-10, still best record in the majors. Justin Verlander and Phil Hughes tomorrow. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. In the NBA playoffs tonight, game two at all Miami. The Heat beat the Nets 94-82. LeBron with 22. Miami goes up 2-0. That series now moves to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Blazers Spurs start in just a few minutes. Stanley Cup playoffs, third period. No score. Boston Montreal still 0-0 in Quebec. Anaheim LA starting in about 20 minutes. Other baseball, American League. Indians beat the Twins 9-4. Orioles lead the Rays 3-1-6. In the interleague stuff, Blue Jays over the Phillies in the 7th, 7-3. Rangers lead the Rockies 2-0 5th. Cubs over the White Sox 4-2 in the fourth, I should say. Anthony Rizzo has just hit his seventh for the Cubs at U.S. Cellular. And in the PGA Players Championship, round one at Sawgrass, Martin Keimer, 9-under par 63, has a two-shot lead on Russ Henley. Phil Mickelson, the terrible round of the day, shoots a 3-over par 75, and that is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut! Go get a haircut! Bears around the clock. Aaron Donald just goes to from Pitt to the St. Louis Rams. And here's Andrew, everybody. Stand up and wave to the good people on ParkerAndTheMan.com and Premier Sports Talk Network.com,
all right.
And all the people out here on the rocks. Here's how we play our game. We're going to ask you a couple more trivials, Rob. A little trivial.
That's what the devil Mark Wilson because.
So damn trivial.
Woo!
I heard a woo out of Andrea.
Woo!
Andrea's going to tell you what tickets we have up for grabs now.
All right. So tonight, the last two sets of two tickets are going to be to the Kansas City Royals game on June 16th.
So that's to decide the division right there, June 16th.
Okay, here's what we'll do. Listen up. It's only for the people here. Nobody on the phones.
Listen up.
You're standing by on the phones. Hang out. We'll get to you to talk about the Lions pick of Eric Ebron. But hold on a second. Only the people here at On the Rocks in Madison Heights can win these tickets. That's why you got to come out and see us. We got stuffins to give away. Let's go back. We're doing that 30 years ago. Look at the Tigers. This is the big celebration year of 1984. This is so easy. Don't scream it out. Whoever knows
right,
it.
Right, raise your hand and step over to the table.
You may not actually think about this real fast, but you'll get it. Who actually led the 1984 Tigers? You are not eligible.
Mr. Corbello.
Go to the back of the line. They got a ringer. He's not eligible. 30 years ago, actually he could be, but he's not. 30 years ago, who actually led that Tiger team in home runs hit that season?
1984, who led the Tigers in home runs?
Who was the Tigers' leading home run hitter?
In 1984.
May throw you a little bit. You may think you know it, but you may not.
Guess? Anybody got a guess?
Whoever's got a guess.
Who led the Tigers in home runs in 1984?
30th anniversary of the 84 World Series team.
See if you can get an older guy from the other side of the bar.
See if you can find an old guy.
Hopefully they're not looking up on their phones.
Well, but that, you know what? That's why we don't do a lot of it anymore, Andrea, because everybody, you can find that in real easy. I can't believe you're not. Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah, look
it up. All
right,
come on over. That's why we don't do this much anymore.
Hold on.
No, he had his hand up first. Wait a second. We got a second. Stay right there.
Stay right there.
Stay right there. Who do you got?
What's your name?
Wait a minute. What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Tim Osman. I actually rep Mad Heights, Madison Heights.
All right.
Like 2 miles away.
Jim, what do you
cool,
got?
Cool. Who you got?
Lance Parrish.
Lance Parrish is correct.
Big wheel.
Wait, don't go away. We got another pair.
Hold on. We got another pair coming.
I got an easier one coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Mazel tov.
33 home runs. Andrea's got
I appreciate
tickets.
That. Thanks for the support.
Take a picture.
We appreciate that. Thanks.
33 homers that year.
Go see Andrea.
To Kirk Gibson's 27, and then Chet Lemon hit 20. All right, now, I'm going to give you this one. Everybody knows Jack Morris led the Tigers in wins in the pitching staff
Listen
that
up.
Year. He had 19. Who finished second to Jack in wins on that 84 Tiger team?
Who was second in wins?
Raise your hand. Don't yell it out. Come on up quickly.
With wins. Who was second? Hold on. Come here.
If you know the answer, you're first up. Let's see if she's got it.
Other way.
It's really technical.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Liz.
I think we did this once.
Go ahead.
Right, we had her name. All right, what's your answer?
Liz from where?
Liz from Berkeley.
Liz from Berkeley.
She just wants the airtime.
Okay, go ahead. Who you got? What's the answer?
Dan Petrie.
Dan Petrie is correct.
Dan yes! Petrie dish. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Some people think it was Milt Wilcox, but it was Peaches with 17.
Go see Andrea over there. She has your tickets. Congratulations. Mazel tov.
Dan Petrie. Very good. There you go. We're giving away the tickets. That was to the next game against somebody. That was against Kansas City on June 16th. That's going to be for the right to move on to the World Series on June 16th. Now, Gary, do we have some calls, yes or no?
Yep, three callers. First up is Casey.
Casey? Is he actually calling in tonight? Right, go, let him go. But you're not going to have a long time, Casey, because we don't have much time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, first time, long time, guys.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in 20 minutes.
Yeah. What is this? Is this the weapons of self-destruction they've got going on here? You know what? I asked for the Twilight Zone theme. Give me the Benny Hill Show theme song, please. Anytime you mention the Lions now, this is all style over substance. You know, what did they do with Dustin Cunningham? Did they lock him up in the... Monty Clark Memorial Broom Closet. This has got to be a Lombardi pick all the way, thinking he can turn Ebron into Jimmy Graham. Why do you take an infield inside the park home run when you could have had a real him on. And this guy, I mean, he's got to be on the clock now.
Yep.
I mean, if he doesn't trade back up and get somebody for this defense, I don't know where the Lions are going.
Hey, KC, thanks. I hear your frustration.
I can barely hear you anyhow. But
I heard okay, frustrated. Right. I get it. Doesn't make sense. Who's next?
Who you got there, Gary?
Greg in Detroit.
Greg, make it happen, buddy. By the way, Kyle Fuller has just gone to the Bears. Corner out of Virginia Tech before Denard went. So a corner before Darquez went.
Manziel's going to Dallas at 16.
All right.
A tight end. You just re-signed Pettigrew, but you took a tight end.
Yeah, what did you re-sign Pettigrew for if you're unhappy with him?
You have Fourier.
And you wonder why you haven't won in 50 years.
I don't wonder.
This is ridiculous.
I am mortified they took a tight end tonight. I'm mortified.
Greg, what do you want to ask?
And Brady and Johnny Manziel, another quarterback that Skip Davis has ruined. He ran Tebow out of the league, and this boy's not going to be too far behind because he's ruined him because he didn't start talking that their rule of day, some people don't take me. It just Skip Davis said it every day. They'll rule the day if they don't take Johnny Manziel. Well, they're not ruining the day. He's on Brady Quinn and Aaron Rodgers watch now.
Right.
Have a good one, fellas.
All right, Greg, thanks. 248-848-1130. It'll be interesting if Dallas doesn't pick Manziel, because if Dallas doesn't pick him,
there's no spot.
There's no. Where is he going?
Baltimore, Jets, no. Miami, no. Arizona, no. Green Bay, no. There's no spot after the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys don't have a spot. They have Tony Romo locked up.
Right.
They really don't have a spot.
No, but I'm just saying,
him.
I know Jerry Jones is in love with him, but I just can't see it. I mean,
real quick, put up the Steelers selection, Gary, if you can.
With the 15th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Ryan Shazier.
Really?
Linebacker, Ohio State.
Let me see. What a shocker. Pittsburgh picks up defense. What a shocker, right?
I don't know if I would have had. Was he that high?
It doesn't matter what he's hot. They believe in him, and look what they're doing, Mark.
Well, I watched him at Ohio State.
What do they always
see
do? What do they always do? They're a defensive team.
I'm going to see a couple of these mocks where he was picked originally to go. I don't even see him. Oh, holy crap.
Gary, who do we have on the line? Who's next?
Quincy and Romulus.
All right.
Hit him.
Hey, Quincy, what's happening?
Don't ask, fellas.
Not even first round.
This is by far Mayhew's worst pick ever. I mean, ever. He could have had Fuller, Shazier, he could have had Mosley. Any one of those guys is a way better player than Ebron. And I got a little trivia question for you. What member of the 84 Tigers was the first player to smack high five or shake hands with Hank Aaron when he broke the record?
Darrell Evans.
There you go. Am I right on this?
Do I win tickets? Where do I win?
You know what? It is a bad. It is a bad pick, and you should have seen the reaction of Lions fans here at On the Rock.
And Quincy, it's not that Ebron wasn't projected to go high; he was,
right.
Just not to them.
We don't need him.
Unbelievable. I agree. Terrible. Shaking his head.
I'm surprised Shazier just went to the Steelers, dude. There's a lot of mocks that don't even have him in the first round.
So what do you think?
I'm ready to quit. I'm quitting the Lions. I think I'm quitting the Lions.
What is this, Brokeback Mountain?
Hey, look, we got to do last call time. Thanks, Quincy. Last call time right now. We're done. I mean, it's pretty close.
Go ahead, Nick. You can laugh. That was funny.
Nick, come on. Laugh, man.
That was funny.
Get Nick on camera. I'm laughing. See if he... This is my man, Nick, right here.
Nick wants to quit you. Stop, Mark.
Don't touch me. Get away from me. You loser. You're weird. Last call time. Live here at On the Rocks in Madison Heights, 12 Mile and John Arias.
Just your gut. Will Dallas pick? Will Dallas pick?
No.
Manziel? You're saying no.
I'm saying no.
All right.
I don't know how you, Jerry Jones. Your skin's getting tighter.
See,
and you're,
even Aaron Rodgers said this should be very interesting. A very interesting 10 minutes.
Jerry Jones, his skin is getting tighter, and his other things getting tighterer.
I'm talking about his stadium.
His stadium.
And they just signed. They just signed. Romo to a new contract.
Like 12-year deal,
right?
You know.
And yet they're going to pick him? I can't believe it.
Wasted pick if they take Manziel here. All right, we'll find out next. It's last call time, 248. 848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. We're wrapping it up from On the Rocks next. Madison Heights. Give it up to Amanda Polk right there. Amanda right there. AM 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your checking out.
Yeah, it's our first road we've done Welcome together back. In 6 years. We did do the auto show, but that doesn't count. That was our podcast. This is the first time, and our first time we've done a WDFN appearance in 15 years.
Stop it. You're making me sound old.
You
Stop
are
it.
Old. You're the one who had your own 50th birthday party. You can't hide from it, man.
That's right.
By true. The way, we now know Jerry Jones' skin isn't too tight. He may be crazy, but he's not stupid. He picked Zach Martin with the 16th pick. That's an excellent pick for the Cowboys. That could be a Hall of Fame tackle you just picked up from Notre Dame. That could be a guy that stays in Dallas. That's how they won championships, Rob. Those guys went to the Hall of Fame in the 90s. All those dudes on the offensive line. And you got the same situation. Zach Martin was actually a thought the Lions might take him. I would have taken Zach Martin Eric Ebron tonight.
But all the talk, which is unbelievable, about Johnny Manziel, and now this guy appears like...
He's no spot, Rob. There's no spot to take him unless someone does something crazy. Philadelphia, no. Green Bay, no. Kansas City, no. Cincinnati, no. They all have quarterbacks. Why would you waste a pick? There's nothing. Who's on the clock right now? Ravens, they're not taking a quarterback. Jets just got Vic to go with Geno Smith.
Right.
Miami's got their guy in Tannehill. Arizona's got they got Carson Palmer. Pretty happy with Palmer. Now, Arizona's a possibility. Maybe Arizona. Green Bay ain't taking one.
What about Cleveland down there?
Well, Cleveland at 26. Maybe if he's still there and the Browns want him there, they would have a pretty good draft. And all of a sudden, you got Gilbert and Manziel in the first round would be a bad first round for them.
I'll tell you, the Lions have disappointed fans for a long time, but Mark, the reaction in here was priceless.
Oh, yeah. It was,
Am I right?
I'm telling you. Theo can say what he wants. I saw his face.
Oh, I know.
When Eric Ebron was, I don't care if they talked about it on Sunday on DFN or not. By the way, Gary, was there any calls or no? We're not paying attention.
No.
All right, we're good? Good. Okay,
good. Thank you, Gary.
We only have a couple minutes anyhow before we wrap it up. So, again, the Jadeveon Clowney got it started. The Lions at 10 had all sorts of guys. And I will say this, Darqueze Dennard is not off the board yet. He's still available. But they took Eric Ebron, a tight end out of North Carolina. So good. You'll see him on Sunday. Wow, that's really exciting. I think the championship has been won. Go get your tickets for the Super Bowl. Dave, thank you very much for this. I did a great job, I think. Just to let you know, I think I did a great job. I may not even be done yet. But I think I did a pretty good job while
Mark,
I'm actually talking and eating.
Mark did a very good job, yes.
And Rob loved him. I mean, that was fumes by the time he was done.
You know what this looks like now? Sloppy seconds, but I don't think we want any.
Speaking of that, say thanks to all the nice people that came out here. I had no reference to that whatsoever, but we got
to
wrap it up.
What? To everybody who was
here? Yeah, you must have taken the time now to do that.
All right, we're going to thank everybody.
It's going to take a while.
The list is so long here. Scott, Ray, Ryan, Matt, Nick, Sarah, Raquel, Andrea, Weston, Eric, EP.
I'm landing planes.
Gary, a yeoman's job, Gary. Great job.
Andrea, right? Did you mention Andrea?
I mentioned her. Oh. And also, of course.
You mentioned Sarah?
Sarah, I mentioned her. I mentioned everybody. And Ray, I mentioned you.
Mentioned everybody. Here's the big guy right there.
And I said Eric, who came out as well. And everybody who...
you mentioned Rich Curbelo?
Who helped us out. No, I didn't, but Rich Curbelo, thanks for showing up. And Rob and Chef Rob and Theo Gridiron.
Staff?
Gridiron and Chef and everybody. And the staff here.
Oh, everybody
Dave,
here on
wife.
The rocks. Give it up to On the Rocks. Come on, Amanda Polk. Come on, Weston. Come on the rocks.
Appreciate it so much.
Dude, what are you telling me?
All right, crank it. Crank it now. So if I don't ever see your
smiling face again, make a promise to remember like a Christmas day in December that I told you.
Okay, here comes the good part. Get ready.
On up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend.
We'll do all the draft wrap up tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow from the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. We'll be out there tomorrow night on Main Street. Everybody looking forward to seeing them again tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun there. But On the Rocks was fantastic tonight. And I can't wait to come on back here. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson.
Are we done already?
Yes, thanks everybody again on the staff for helping us out. We appreciate it. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Sports Night with Parker and Man is recorded live right here on the Rocks in Madison Heights, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith. Tomorrow, Matt Shepard in the morning, 7 to 10. Don't miss Shep Show, that's for sure. He'll wrap up all the draft first round stuff for you, take you to the second round. I think I said it already.
All right. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
Are we actually finished?
Come with me.
Well, if she's listening and she's dropped Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, call me.
Kansas City.